That's the fairly brand new CD from Claudette King, and she's the daughter of B.B. King, and she's sitting in the studio with me right now. Welcome back to KZSU.
Thank you. You were here
on Wednesday with Sunshine, right?
That's correct. Hey, correct.
Get right up on that mic when you're talking there.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And how was that interview?
I loved it. I thought it was really, really good. I thought it was a good interview, you know.
She's
a good person.
Sure. Sunshine's been around here a long time,
yeah.
Man. She has a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of it makes everybody laugh.
But
welcome back to KZSU.
Thank you.
I want to thank Henry Oden for setting this setting this interview up.
Yeah.
And your new CD out on the San Francisco label Blues Express.
That's correct.
And you are a San Francisco native.
Yes, I am.
Why don't you briefly introduce yourself to the folks? Because you're new to the blues world.
Yes.
This is your first recording that's been put out, right?
Yes.
So it's kind of all new to you. And why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and give the folks a feel for who you are and where you're coming from.
Well, as you guys know, I've been interviewed once before, as he said, Wednesday. Well, this is Claudette King. I'm the youngest daughter of B.B. King. My dad is a big influence on me. I have been around him for many, many years, as you know, being his child. But being a child of a celebrity is not the type of relationship that you have with your parents right there in your house. So when I actually got together with my dad, I was 13 years old, and I had to learn to get familiar with him being dad. So calling him father and dad was very hard. So when I first met him at the time, he was B.B. King. But I sat there and I listened to him perform, and I watched him as he was sitting down writing music. In fact, he was writing playing with my friends.
And he lets you into his life. Just come on in. And
yeah,
so when you went to see him, you'd go backstage and visit with him. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all the time. I would go backstage and he would introduce me as his child, his youngest daughter. He always emphasized that this is my youngest of all my
children.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Did you get to hang with him at home too?
No, that's
that was separate.
That's the disadvantage of being a child of a celebrity. They're home. They're barely home. They're on the road constantly, and
sure.
The only time you get to see them I get to see him is when he comes to town, or if if he said it's okay for me to fly wherever he is. And that's the kind
Did that of become a regular thing for you
that
to go see
regular.
Your dad from when you were 13?
Definitely,
all
yeah,
the time.
It was regular.
Now, what kind of effect did that have on you from a musical standpoint? Did you get a desire to want to do
definitely,
that?
Oh, definitely, because, you seeing your father of all people up there singing and entertaining these people and loving what he's doing. And and so you start feeling it, because at first I didn't understand it, but then looking and seeing, I said, oh, that's what I want to do. I want to be an artist.
Was that right from the get, from when you met him, 13, first time saw him?
Well, I kind of had it inside me anyway. I think it's a genetic thing anyway. The music, the
feeling.
Well,
you're B.B. King's daughter, man. Of course it's genetic. It's in your genes. We're talking to Claudette King, who's got a brand new CD out, daughter of B.B. King. And you're going to be doing a date here in the Bay Area, kind of coming back home. You've since moved to Atlanta.
Yes.
You grew up here. And you're coming back home to do Biscuits and Blues in February.
That's correct.
And the great Henry Oden's going to put a band together for you, or is putting one together right now.
Yes.
And you're in fine hands with Henry.
I am.
Yeah, sure. I know that. And did church play any part of your musical life?
Yes.
Were you in the choir?
I was in the choir. And being in the choir, it taught me how to really see that music is really, it's a love, but it's still a job, And to give my all to it, because I have to have faith in what I'm doing. So
yeah.
by singing, being in a choir, I learned all that.
Yeah. The gospel and blues are very close.
Definitely.
In fact, Big Bill Brunzi said that, all of it came out of the church. All of it.
Yes.
And you know, when Ray Charles started singing his music, the church people got mad because he was using church music and singing his words.
His words, yeah.
And they got mad at him for that. Yeah. So you grew up in the city. You were in church in the city?
Yes.
Which one?
I went to, that was so long ago.
what part of town was it in?
In the Fillmore area.
The Fillmore was very vibrant back then, wasn't it?
Yes.
It still had a thing going on, didn't it?
Yes.
It's since been kind of, for lack of a better word, whitewashed.
Listen to you.
No, it's been gentrified terribly. Okay. But have you been back to the Fillmore?
No.
You might not recognize it. But there is a club there. There's a club, Yoshi's.
Oh, yeah.
Right on Fillmore Street.
Yeah.
And, you know, after biscuits, you know. Get it together and tighten it up and get into Yoshi's.
Yeah, definitely. I want to go there.
So you've actually opened for your father too, right, Claudia?
Yes, I have.
How many times have you done that?
Oh, just once.
And that was here in San Francisco?
Yes, that was here in San Francisco.
And did you perform with his band?
No. I had my own band. And then when he was performing on stage that next following day, I was there standing on the side and he looked at me and he said, "Do you want to sing?" "Yeah, Dad, yeah."
So you performed with his band?
Yes, I did.
How did that feel?
Good. And you know what? At first, I thought I was going to be so nervous. But I guess when you're out there singing and you know that it's something that you love, butterflies fade away.
Sure.
Yeah, so I got out there and I just did what I had to do. And I looked and I saw all these people, but it didn't bother me. I just kept doing what I had to do and looked back to my father and smiled like, yeah, I like
this. Very cool. Very cool. Claudette King. Why don't we do this? Let's play another track off this wonderful CD that the folks at Blues Expressive helped you get together.
Okay.
It was recorded about 3 years ago. This next one up is called Too Little Too Late. You want to talk about this at all?
Too Little Too Late? It's just, we'll listen to it first and then I'll respond.
Let's check it out.
It's 4 a.m., baby. You've been out all night. You got home just in time to hear me say goodbye. My mind's made up, and I swear today, this time my heart won't get in the way. I don't doubt that you're sorry for one moment. Now you see the error of your ways, and the tears, they're a nice touch sliding down your face. But it's too little, too late. Grab your hat and coat while you're talking. You can call a cab or start off walking. My advice is simple. Find another fool somehow. 'Cause all the tears in China won't change my mind no how. That you're sorry for one moment. Now you see the error of your way, and the tears, they're a nice touch, sliding down your face. But it's too little, baby. Too late. Down your face. It's too late now, oh, baby. Too late. Too little. Too late.
Claudette King, brand new fresh voice on the blues scene, brand new CD out on Blues Express Records. She lives in Atlanta, but she'll be performing in San Francisco at Biscuits and Blues in February. A product of San Francisco.
That's a good thing.
I was born there, too.
Oh, really?
Native. Hey, girlfriend. Welcome home.
Thank you.
So you're just back out here visiting relatives, visiting family for the holidays?
Yes, yes.
How's everything in Atlanta?
Oh, great. You know, it's a lot going out there. Blues is a big thing out
there,
too.
It's a different kind of blues, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's got a different sound.
Yeah.
They like synthesizers and drum machines. And I'm sure in the club scene. Now, have you been out to the clubs to see local blues in Atlanta?
I went to one. There's a club that I go to on Thursday and sit in, and I love it.
It's a blues jam.
Yeah, it's a blues jam.
How's the band?
Good.
Are they as good as your dad's band?
No. But anyway, we were talking about, you wanted to ask me about what I thought about this song and how do I feel about it. Well, this song, the song that just went off.
Yeah, it was a sweet ballad.
Yeah.
Written by Dennis Walker, right?
Yes, yes. It's more of a country type of style. It has, which is still like blues. Country is blues. And it tells a story of how a man, how he just takes advantage of the person that he's with, and how the person's in love, and she's tired. She's tired of it. So she's like, it's time to go. So the story is being told. She's real aggressive when she says it. So the aggressive person is me to put it out there to let you know that we are tired. But yet it's still, like I said, it has a country flavor, but yet blues.
Well, and that's really part of the whole process that songwriters will borrow from different styles.
Right.
And maybe borrow from different people's styles.
Yes.
You know, and singers and performers will borrow from each other.
Yes.
And in investigating this whole world of the blues, you find that there's a lot of cross-pollination going on.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be listening to somebody's record and go, wait a minute, man, I heard that in another record. Oh, wait, I know where he got that from. That's the amazing part about it. And what just struck me as you were talking about that song is, you have that quality that it takes because you're into the story of it.
Yeah.
You really got into the words and the story and the meaning of it, as in, say, acting.
Right.
You can't really be a good actor unless you immerse yourself in the part. You have
exactly.
to become that person,
exactly.
right? And in performing, whether it's blues or any other kind of vocal styles, you have to get into the words.
Yes, you do.
Somebody else wrote those words, but you took them and made them your own.
That's right. That's right. And when I sing those songs, I have to deliver it so that whoever listening can feel and picture and just visualize their self as being that person while I'm singing this song. And they'll understand it more so because they're like, oh, my God. Yeah, I was there. Or that person that I know was there. Ah, look how she's saying it. Yeah, that's how she felt at that time. And, you know,
That's very cool. This is Claudette King speaking with us today. Speak about that process, because you hadn't made a record, and 3 years ago you went into the studio with a couple of crack bands. I mean, these bands were the best in the world, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Tough, you know, Bobby Murray.
Yeah.
And then your songwriters, Dennis Walker and Daniel Ray Bacon, the owner of the labels behind the whole thing. You had major support. But going into that studio, how did that affect you? Going through that whole process of making a record with such great people.
Oh, well, you know, being that I'm so new, that I really didn't know who they were. You know, I just walk in and see these are people that are just, they love what they're doing, and they believed in me, and they wanted me to come in and learn and sing these songs. So I went in and I did my best. If I would have known who they were, I would have been nervous.
Yeah, you would have been intimidated,
right? I'm glad that I didn't know.
Yeah.
I think that's a good part of it, by not knowing who the people are.
Yeah.
So that when I get in there, I can do my best instead of being nervous and worrying about if they're going to like it or not.
And now that you've seen a little bit, like you go out to these blues jams, or you've heard some other stuff since, and it's been 3 years since it was recorded, it must bring a whole lot more appreciation for who they really are.
Oh, yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
You hear how heavy they are.
Yes, yes.
And they did such a great job.
They're like fathers, so being that they're fathers, it's you know, like a father to me, because they're teaching me, you know, and they're watching over me as I learn the song, do the songs, or learn the songs, or they're giving me little knowledge. And so that now when even though I hear how big these people are, how good and famous they are as far as in their music, and just being a person, when I'm around them, I still don't get nervous, you know. I adapt to the people, to them. Yeah.
Bobby Murray played on the first few, produced the first few cuts of your CD, and he's been with Etta James for many, many years. Have you ever seen Etta?
I opened up for Etta.
When?
It was the Monterey Blues Festival. Oh, God. I think that was like 8 years ago. Yeah.
How did that, how was that seeing Etta?
Oh, nice.
That is powerful.
No, yes. That's what I learned a lot. I watched her, and I learned a lot from her, how she takes so full control of the stage, and she just do what she want to do and say what she want to say.
Etta don't play.
And I like that. So I said, I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to do a little bit of that, too.
Etta came up. Etta was born in San Francisco.
Oh.
Raised in San Francisco.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She got discovered and then ended up in Chicago at Chess Records, but Etta's a San Francisco product as well, just like you.
No, okay. It's a good thing.
And Etta learned the hard way, you know, and she, you know, she's as tough as any man when it comes to leading a band. And all the guys in her band, too, it's all men. They're, you know, there's a healthy respect there. She commands it. She doesn't demand it. She commands it.
Okay. Well, that's with one of the songs on there that Bobby Murray wrote, and one of the songs that Etta have on her album that I just redid, Rock Myself.
But really,
one of them, Whole Lot of Nothing. Her sons are playing on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one is playing the bass, and the other one is playing the drums.
Speak about what your father has given you. I mean, you know, it's been a journey for you. It's not just the last 3 years you went in the studio. You, like you said, you opened up for Etta maybe 8 years ago at Monterey. You opened up for your dad at San Francisco. So this has been a process. What has your dad given you along this journey?
Dedication.
Does he talk to you about it?
Yes, you have to be dedicated in what you're doing, and you have to enjoy doing what you're doing, because you can't deliver anything. You can't deliver whatever you're doing if you don't feel for it. So dedication to stay on it, work hard, put your all in it. And when you do it, remember you're entertaining, but you're loving when you're entertaining the others, because you're entertaining yourself too, and deliver that and let them see, hey, this is how I feel, and I know you feel the same. So, and you just feel the vibes. You feel my vibes, and hey, the aura's there. The aura's there, and the feeling is there, and the love is there.
You are so lucky to have somebody like that giving you advice.
Yeah,
I know you know that too.
Yeah,
that's something. Money can't buy that.
No.
Not
you can't buy any father, you know.
That's right. That's right. Claudette King, the guest. Let's listen to another track. This is one you picked out called Isn't Peace the Least We Can Do?
Correct.
Dennis Walker wrote it. You want to set this up a little bit?
Well, this is more, it's like a gospel, yet a jazz and a blues, all okay. in the one. So I like it a lot.
Did this song move you?
Yeah. You know what? I would love to take that song to the church.
Do it
in a church.
Take it to Atlanta.
Okay.
You going to church in Atlanta?
Yes.
Take it to your church. Take it to your pastor. Let's check it out here on KZSU's Blues of the Feeling.
God gave up a son to spread the word. Love your fellow man, nobody hurt. War and fighting, children dying young. Oh, war and fighting, children dying young. That sure ain't the song I wanted to sung. People, don't you think it's time? Oh, people, don't you think it's time? We push war and hatred out our mind. Didn't Jesus die for me and you? Didn't Jesus die for me and you? Isn't peace the least that we can do? You know he died for me and you. Isn't peace the least that we can do? You know he died for me and you. You know he died for me and you. Isn't peace the least that we can do?
That's Claudette King on her new CD. It's on Blues Express Records out of San Francisco. A real heavy San Francisco connection here. Claudette, you were born in San Francisco.
That's right. That's right.
And grew up there. And actually, this interview is not about me, but I mentioned this too. And so was I. And it's nice to be a native. Do you miss it, having moved back to Atlanta?
Yes.
The city by the bay.
But I come here so much, so I miss it, but yet I don't. Because I'm here a lot.
That's good. And that might help in your career, too, because if you're going to get into something like the blues and performing, you need to think of, like your father did, you know, the country and then the world. You can't just be stuck in one place.
No.
You got to be moving around.
That's true.
And speaking of that, what's on the front? So Henry Odin is going to help you with a band out here. Do you Do you have folks out there that you play with? You mentioned you go to a jam on a weekly basis.
Oh, no. I just, none. No folks out there that I play with. But it just, like I said, out there, I'm just alone learning how to, you know, write music. And being away from the family, it's put me in that bluesy stage where that I can just sit down and meditate on what is, has happened in my life, and I'm able to put it down on paper. So, yeah, so that's what's happening out there.
And one thing that can help, too, is everybody needs collaborators, you know, partners.
Yes.
Your dad always had a band leader.
Yes.
You know, he would always refer to, this is my band leader.
Yes.
And that was a guy that kind of, you know, your dad didn't have to worry about what the band was going to do because right. the band leader took care of that.
Right.
But piano players can be great collaborators, especially for singers.
Yeah.
And if you could find you a good piano player in Atlanta, somebody you like and respect the way they sound.
Right.
And they could come from the church.
Yeah.
They could come from a soul thing.
Yeah, but what I've learned by observing my father is that when he write his songs, it's basically within him, the experience that he had or the what he's feeling at that very moment. And then when he's like what I've done, what I've been doing is when I'm around a musician, I would ask them to play anything and then I'll just come in with lyrics because, like I said, I feel it by me feeling the song and feeling the music and feeling the blues that's inside of me. I'm able to express it. So I've learned a lot from my father, but my father also taps us on our shoulder and tell us that it's best for us to learn a lot through ourselves, within ourselves, so that when we do it, if we're not just sitting on his back, but we're on our own. We're taking control of ourselves, and we're taking control of whatever we're doing. And we're doing it with his assistance of him being who our father is, or the parent of to me. But yet he's also the influence to me. But yet I'm a big influence to myself because I can get out there and do it without my daddy standing right beside me.
It's going to be your blues, not his.
That's right.
Claudette King is the guest. She'll be at Biscuits and Blues in February. Mm-hmm. And speak about that songwriting process, because it's new to you, right?
Yes.
You're learning it, and are you, so lyrics are a big thing. You're learning about the words. Are you going to try to put music on it too, or hear something in your head, or just worry about the words?
Well, what I do is I just, words, just, I look at something, and like I can look at you, and
what do you see?
Nothing. You just so what you're doing now. This is something you love doing.
Oh, God,
and,
yes.
And I can just talk about a gentleman that I met. He loves music. Oh, and then he just fills me up with the glory of music. And now I want to tell you, if my man was here and he was in the, and I'll just go on and I'll put it down on paper.
Very cool.
And then later on, after this, I write the song, then I'll come up with a melody and go from there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's very good. And going through this process, making this record must have really helped because you saw, you got injected right into, a lot of people don't get to see that process of what goes on in making a record.
Right.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you wouldn't think it is, but it is.
Definitely,
it is.
Definitely.
Performing is hard. It's hard work. Because if you don't, if your audience don't like you, it's like, oh my God, it's like a heart dropper.
Well, that comes down to homework.
That it is.
The more homework one has done, right?
Yeah.
And the more homework one has done with their band.
Yes.
Because a good band, and your dad's like this, a good band will read the audience.
That's right.
And if something ain't right, they'll go, switch gears, man. Change up. And you've probably seen your dad do that.
Yes, yes,
you know? That's what you learn in that constant, especially the one-night stands. Your dad made that famous.
Yeah.
You know, one night here, one night there, one night here, one night there.
Yeah, yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
I think he was doing, what, over 300 nights a year, one-night stands for a long time.
Oh,
huh?
Really? Yeah, but, you know, he's still doing one-night stands.
Yeah, but now they fly him in and... He was just here, wasn't he?
I think he was just here a little while ago.
He was here at least once or twice this year.
Yeah.
He blew in here into the Bay Area and did something a lot of artists don't get to do. Usually they get one big show somewhere, and that big show won't want to let them play anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But I think he blew in and played the North Bay, the East Bay and the South Bay all in 3 days. It was just a whirlwind.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like if somebody wanted to, they could go see him 3 times in a row.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, he's getting a lot more strategic with this. Now, there's a family reunion in Mississippi every year, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't know. We have it every 10 years.
Every 10 years?
Yeah.
Was the last one?
10 years ago.
So it's coming up.
Yeah, it should be coming up.
When's the next one?
Just hope that my father lived 10 more years from now.
No. If you said the last one was 10 years ago,
it should be coming up now. Like, but the only thing about it is that we don't know exactly when. We just know
does he
we
pick
get a
the
call.
Date?
Yes, he do. Yes,
so you get a call saying show up.
You prepare yourself. We're going to have talent shows. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. So prepare yourself.
How many kids are there?
There's 15 of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
And from that family reunion, you all met.
Yeah.
Do all y'all know each other?
Yes, we do. We do. We do.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are there any other performers in the family?
Yeah, my sister Shirley King.
Oh, that's right. Shirley has an album out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And then I have a sister that was singing prior to that. It's Patty King. Yeah.
That one I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
Are there fellas? Are there men?
My son can sing, but I'm trying to get my son to do a little things, do some singing with me as far as performing. And when you hear him, you'll see he was interested in doing The Thrill Is Gone in a different upbeat type of style, which is my dad's, baby. But
yeah.
my son wanted to really just change it a little bit, but still me in the blues vein, but just a little bit more upbeat because he's wrong.
And you know what's funny about that song? That song was done by somebody else first.
Aha!
Jimmy Wilson from Oakland, California.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, actually, Jimmy or Roy Hawkins. Roy Hawkins, I do believe. But it was a very low-down, laid-back, smoky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, real low-down. And your dad took it and changed it, put different chord changes on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that became a million-seller hit.
Uh-huh. And maybe that'll happen with my son.
You never know. Claudette King is our guest for the rest of the hour. And It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
It's really a joy and a pleasure to see that the blues is living on.
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah. John Lee Hooker's son and daughter both perform. Muddy Waters ended up with two sons that found out later in life in their 30s that they were his sons, and they started to perform. They're out there, Big Bill Morganfield and Mud Morganfield. And the son of Luther Allison, Mr. Bernard Allison, he's out there. They're actually having tours now of the sons and daughters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's certain people are booking things like that, shows around the country.
Well, I hope they look this way.
You have to call them. You have to give them a call. Well, now that your CD's out, the phone might start ringing.
Yeah.
We have another song queued up, and this is Rock My Soul. Does Frankie Lee sing on here with you?
No, that's just me.
This is just me. You.
Frankie is with playing with my friend.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
You want to speak about this Rock My Soul?
Rock My Soul is the one I was telling you about earlier that Bobby Murray is.
Him and Frankie used to do that together a lot.
Oh, well, Bobby Murray is playing on this CD, but it's Etta James original. And it's just that I had the opportunity to sing it my way, but still her way. But I enjoy doing it, and her sons are performing on the CD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's check it out now. Claudette King, she'll be at Biscuits and Blues in February.
From the beginning, we were like one. Without your sweet love, baby, it's like a day without the sun. Sharing and caring, sacrifice too. Oh, when you rock my soul, it does my heart so true. When you my soul. It does my heart so true. One kiss in the morning, always it lightens my day. And when you smile, oh, it brightens my way. Sharing and caring, oh, baby, sacrifice too. When you rock my soul, it does my heart so true. When you rock my soul, it does my heart so true.
Claudette King, brand new on the scene, new record, new artist, fresh voice. What's it sound like to you when you hear your voice on a playing on the radio, playing on a CD? What does it do to you?
It's surprising. It feels good. It reminds me of that movie, Five Heartbeats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When they got really excited when they heard their music playing on the radio, so it's like that.
Did you, so how long have you had this dream to want to be a performer?
Oh, since I've been little.
Really?
So, yeah, since I was like 5 years old.
Oh, since before you met your father?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I knew my father. It's just that he just wasn't a father because he was always away. But mm-hmm. I knew that was my father.
Yeah. And the church played a part in it?
Yes. Yes.
And I imagine it still does.
Yeah. And my mom was always play blues tunes around the home and do some singing and And I would watch her, and then I will try to imitate my mother and then other artists. And I think that's what helped me to become an artist, because I would listen to a lot of different type of artists and hear what they do and how they do it. And then, and start feeling what they were doing.
Speak about your influences. Who do you remember? Who's really had an influence on you, other than your father?
Mahalia Jackson, Etta James,
really,
Aretha Franklin, Michael Jackson,
sure,
R. Kelly.
Okay,
yeah, and oh my God, numerous of people. But
now that you're getting into songwriting,
yeah,
you're gonna need to get into that homework and start with that Bessie Smith and that Ida Cox and that. You know, I mean, go way back and listen. Those women.
Yeah.
When all the odds were against them, and they made it happen.
Yeah.
And their music is timeless to this day. It had an effect on your father.
Yeah.
B.B. King would not be B.B. King if it wasn't for Bessie Smith.
Oh.
For real.
Yeah.
For real. Sure. He grew up listening. They had 78s back then, and guys like your dad, you know, he had a radio show.
Yeah.
So he was playing the records. And they weren't that old at that time. They were 20 years old, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then you reach up into the, you know, the 40s and the 50s. That's such a rich musical tradition.
Right, right.
There was so much going on. It's incredible.
Yeah.
That vein of talent, right after World War II, that vein of talent that hit with your father.
Right.
And then right on out the gate, the guys, Houston, they were centers. Memphis was a center. Houston was a center. Atlanta, Georgia had a thing. New Orleans was a whole nother world unto itself. Mm. And a lot of it ended up in St. Louis and Chicago and Detroit.
Yeah.
And Detroit. Have you talked to the Hooker kids at all?
A long time ago, I did do something with Zakiya Hooker.
You did?
Yeah. And I got to, that's the very first time I met her. And she and I told her, you know, I listened to her dad's music and she listened to my father's music. And we were like, she's like, who's B.B. King? I was like, who's Johnny Lee Hooker?
Wow.
Yeah. So we both listened to each other's parents' music, and I was like, oh my God, I got more of my father's style, and you got your dad's style. So.
Yeah, Zakiya is nothing like her dad.
Yeah,
no. Nobody's like John Lee Hooker. Nobody.
But she got a little bit of him in her.
Yeah, but she didn't try to sound like her dad.
No.
Claudette King, the guest, and it's great just talking about this stuff, because it's, again, I got this real feeling that a lot of us are getting bummed out because a lot of the guys are passing away now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And we're waiting to see what's going to happen. The blues will never die.
Right.
But we got to see who's going to come and pick up the torch.
Oh, I understand, you know? That.
and it got nothing to do with color either.
No, you know? No.
Now you're in the bloodline, and you decided, you made a move. You assertively said, I want to do this.
Yes, yes. Why not? You know, at first, like I said, I didn't like it at first until I start actually singing. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is just as good as anything else, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I can really tell my story, you know? And I got a lot of listeners that'll just sit there and listen to me while I tell it.
And so, they want to hear the story.
Yes.
And that's what the blues is really all about. It's about the story.
Yes.
A lot of younger people that come up, you know, they get an instrument, and they think, oh, I got to play these real good licks, all this fast stuff, or whatever they got to play. But they think it's about the playing of the licks.
Yeah.
And it's not. Yeah. It's about telling that story.
Telling
that story in your own words.
Yes.
Your own feeling.
Yes.
With your own band.
Yes.
And then that's your music.
Yes. Yes.
And then you could take that anywhere you want.
Uh-huh.
And the blues nowadays, too, is great to be pure. But younger artists that are coming up are in putting new things into it.
Yeah.
Hip-hop and blues.
Yeah, yeah.
Blues and some whatever.
It become like new wave blues.
That's what it becomes.
Yeah,
Lonnie Brooks. Blues, yeah. Lonnie Brooks is a great Chicago guitar player. His son, Ronnie Baker Brooks, who comes out here quite a bit, has done that. And his new CDs have been infused with different elements of music. And it's a good thing in a sense.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it might even create its own special category. Like maybe that's not just blues. Maybe that's something else.
Yeah.
You know?
Why not? You know, it needs to be recognized, and it have been recognized. But it's like when you look on certain things like Comcast, for instance, I try to put them down, but I love Comcast. You know how you look at the different genre of music, and you look for blues, and blues is not there. I'm like, why?
It isn't?
No.
They don't have a blues channel on there? You talk about on the cable TV where they got the...
No, they have a blues channel. They just, you know, when you want to look for... If you want to pull up my father on a video or...
He's not on it?
No.
What?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Call BB's manager. Better be on there. There's so much of that stuff out now, though, too. There's we're seeing videos all the time that we had no idea existed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen any of those, but there's great stuff out there.
Yeah.
The old stuff, the old days, you know, and the old ways. Claudette King, been the guest for the hour. And what do you got planned for the near future here between now and the gig? You're just going to be studying up and writing words?
Writing and doing a lot of gigs. And
you got gigs coming up?
Well, just that one so far.
You want to Biscuits?
And they're working on others right now. And I want to get as deep as I can into performing and then take it to another vein, you know, as far as do a little acting or whatever. But I don't want to just concentrate just on blues. I want to do a little bit of everything, you know, and take that blues and put it into those different types of different styles of music. Yeah. You know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Henry Oden would be your guy for that. He's been playing that great music for a long time. Yeah. He's a great mentor. Yeah. He was with Joe Louis Walker for many years. You know Joe?
Yes.
Joe was on your dad's record.
Yeah.
And from San Francisco, too. Another one.
Good.
Yeah. Claudette King, I want to thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you.
And you stay in touch and take care of yourself until February.
Will do.
And the date on that, is it February? It's a Saturday in February, Friday?
Friday. February the 4th.
February the 4th.
Yeah.
At Biscuits and Blues, Claudette King. And the opening act will be Frankie Lee.
Yes.
That's going to be, that could be a hard act to follow.
Yes.
You better get ready, girlfriend.
I know, I'm going to have to be ready.
You better bring your A game that night. Your triple A game.
No, I'm going to say Frank. Now, Frankie, now kind of
don't do that to Frankie. He'll get worse.
Frankie, well, I've performed with Frankie before.
So. Have you?
Yeah.
That's great. You guys are friends. Okay, we're going to go out with one last song, and it's going to be playing with my friends, the one that your father made so famous. And Frankie's on this.
Yes.
Well, this is you and Frankie together then. Just like February 4th at Biscuits and Blues.
Yes.
Claudette, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you.
And stay in touch, okay, babe?
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna call a few of my buddies and a few other men I know. I'm gonna rent a hall and get them on and put on a heck of a show. Make sure we got a kitchen with an oven and a stove. We'll all get in there cooking.
I'm gonna buy 100 pounds of catfish.
Uh-huh.
Cook it all up on the grill. Bake some beans and cornbread.
Yeah.
Everybody will get their fill. Then we'll grab our guitar. Greasy hands and all. Somebody will care off a shuffle.
Friends.
drink it up from a paper cup at this here Saturday night.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody's gonna stand up to play the favorite tune. You can pick any tune that you want to, as long as there's a blow. Have a good time playing with my friend.
That's right, Claudia.
Playing with my friend. Hear that, Frankie? I'm playing with my friend.
All night long.
You're gonna have a good time playing with my friend.
Oh, no.
We're gonna drive the red and red is fine. Drinking with my